Good evening, sir. Not who you were expecting. I'm the hotel concierge. We spoke a few minutes ago on the phone when you called hotel reception. And before that, we met briefly in reception when you pinched my bottom. Oh, now you remember me. Yes, I got your request. Or to be more accurate, I was just coming off my shift when you called, but I thought I'd handle this myself. It's about your requests to be delivered here. Most of them, the champagne bucket, the food, that's all fine. It was about the last item on your list that you just dropped in there. You asked for, and I quote, for us to get a hot girl to my room tonight. I'm feeling restless, end quote. Now, we here at the Chalice Hotel pride ourselves on always being accommodating to the requests of guests like yourself, the rich and famous people. And for the most part, yours are nowhere near the strangers we've heard. I've had guests request snow on their wedding day, a tame leopard, and a bath full of goat's milk. And I always do my best to fulfill them. However, we can't grant this one. Yes, I do understand, and I do know who you are, and I know how much you're paying us to stay here. But we can't find a woman for you, and there are two reasons. First, we are not legally allowed to be any part of procuring women for sex. No, it doesn't matter how simple it is to call an escort agency and ask them for a girl matching your description. It also doesn't matter if we arranged it last time. If my colleagues called a reputable high-class agency in this city, not that I know anything on this topic, but I imagine it would be one such as Creme de la Femme, Bond Girls, Elite Courtesans, or another such establishment, then they were going against the rules. And I myself have never arranged for such a thing for any guest. Sir, there's no point in demanding to speak to a manager, or any point in threatening to never come here again. Sir, may I finish what I'm saying before you react? Thank you. I said that I couldn't arrange a visit from an escort. I did not say that we couldn't provide you with a woman for your pleasure tonight. What I mean is that, rather than risking a scandal and tarnishing both your reputation and that of this establishment, you could simply ask the concierge directly. What do I mean? Well, I'm assuming that you find me attractive based on your earlier groping of my butt. And I assure you, it's quite mutual, sir. You're looking very enticing in that half-open robe. As arrogant, entitled, and lecherous as you can be, you're also hot. Quite unsuitable for any sort of long-term commitment. But for something more short-term, you'd be perfect. So, we can satisfy your requests. There's no need to go calling an escort agency when you can just have the concierge herself sent to your room. A concierge who is, if I may say so myself, looking good enough to eat in her smart little uniform. The shirt and tie, the waistcoat, the pencil skirt. Very professional, but also very flattering. Though my underwear isn't quite so proper. But if you want to see that, sir, you'll have to agree to this little proposition. Or maybe you don't need to say anything at all. Because one look at that bulge down there says quite a lot. So, sit down on that couch. Let me put on a little music for you. When you copped a feel on me down there, were you imagining me doing this? Giving you a little tease and a dance? Imagine me twerking my butt in your lap like this? Just thrusting it out? It looks so good in this tight skirt, doesn't it? Like my cheeks are shrink-wrapped. Oh, that's right. That's a bit of a lacy stocking top you can see there. What I like about stockings is they end. No need to waste time taking them off before I get down to... Well, no. You stay there. Sit back and enjoy the finest service. That's right, sir. I'm teasing you. You want me to press down on your crotch, don't you? And put some pressure on that erection. Like this? Ooh, oh yes.
My word, sir, you're so hard. You really did need a woman to take care of that. Just grind my butt on that bulge, yeah. Press it between my cheeks.
Just be patient.
Rich guests like you are so used to having everything right now. But some things can be so much better if you just wait. You want to know a secret? I changed my underwear before I came here, but not my bra. I left that off entirely. That's right, there's nothing underneath, just my bare breasts, strained against this prim and proper uniform. And my nipples are so hard. So, sir, why don't you take those hands and... Oh, yes, check for yourself. Isn't this better than if your girl showed up in a tiny dress with her tits spilling out? Builds up the anticipation. Makes you wonder what my tits are going to look like once you get my uniform open. Yes, get a nice handful there. Yeah, you can feel my nipples. I told you I wasn't wearing a bra. Go slowly if you're opening my waistcoat. Don't damage it now. Yeah, get that robe off. I want to run my hands down that chest. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, darling. Get my shirt open. And down, boy. No, no, no. You sit back. I'm not done teasing you yet. You like that sight? My shirt all opened up. A nice little glimpse of cleavage down the middle. My smart uniform, and then my bare tits. What if I just, flashed a nipple? Oh, yes, sir. They're already hard. Give me your hand. Slip it inside. Feel that? Oh, yes. Pinch it, please. I need this. I've got to be so prim and proper every day. Even when I want to just... let my hair down. You like how it looks when I shake it loose? I bet you do. Oh, you want to get your hands on my ass after I've teased you so much with it. Go on. I'm the girl you requested, right? I'm yours. The customer is always right, and you're entitled to get your hands on that ass and just, squeeze it. See, I told you this skirt was tight, but just let me wiggle a little bit so you can peel it up. Oh, yes, my ass just bounced out of that, didn't it? What do you think of the thong? Don't you think it makes my butt look so much better, sir? That red line between my cheeks. I felt so sexy having a naughty little secret under my uniform. Now then, sir, sit back and take your cock out. It's time for the best customer service you'll ever experience. It's rock hard. I must have done a good job on you. But that's enough teasing. Time for it to go where it belongs. Why don't you help yourself to the champagne while the concierge is sucking your cock, sir? The exact vintage you requested. Would you pour me a glass, too? Pass my glass here. Not that this lovely conch doesn't taste good already, but this is thirsty work. Let me just pour a little over it. And if you look inside the ice bucket, yes, it's a packet of condoms. Get one ready, would you? Because I have been restless all day. And now I'm going to ride you better than some clockworking girl from an escort agency would ever have done. At this hotel, we take our responsibility seriously to give our guests the best possible service. Let me just get the condom on. Straddle you. Yes, pull my waistcoat and shirt back. Get a good look at these lovely big breasts. And just sink on down. Yeah. Oh, yes. So good. Yeah. Let's just start off. Roll those hips. Yeah. Work that cock nice and slow. Start getting you all worked up. And thrust nice and slow. Oh, yeah, that's it. Let it just build up. Oh, yeah. Oh, would you like a little more champagne as you fuck the concierge, sir? Then let me just have a little all over my breasts. Yes. Oh, yeah. Get your face in there and lick it all off. Yeah. Grab my butt and just lift and drop on that dick. So good. So damn good. Oh, you're speeding up? Yeah, don't hold back. I'm close too. Just wait. Get your hand. Oh, yeah. Rub me there. Like that. Just like that. Oh, it's hitting the spot. Oh, I want it to last longer. Though, I'm quite flustered by your attention to detail, sir. I knew all about your reputation as a playboy, but sometimes it turns out men like that are all talk. But you're the real deal. Oh, I can tell. That's good. So good. I can't. Oh, God, when you suck on my nipples like that and bite them. Oh, don't stop. I like it a little bit rough. Tells me what a good job I did teasing you. Oh, yeah, stick those fingers under my ass. And just, oh, God. Just drive that cock into me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, faster. Oh, yeah. Get your hand. Oh, yeah, just like that. Or my clit just like that, please. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, grab my tie and pull me in. Oh, I can feel it. I'm gonna come. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Harder, faster, fuck. Make me come on that gorgeous cock. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't take any more. Too much. Oh, too much. Oh, so good. Oh, yes. 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 Coming. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Yes. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Oh, that was so good. Yeah. Just what I needed after a long day of work. But the pleasure of the guests always come first. Let me kneel down, get that condom off. And just, yeah, you just let me work that cock with both hands. Nice and steady. So hot. So hard. You look like you're so ready to come. After I teased you so well, rode you so hard. You want to come all over me, don't you? Really mess me up? Go on, do it. Come. I want that come, sir. I want it so bad. You're nearly there? Do it. Please, do it. Show me how much I got you worked up. Come for me. Come. Oh, yes. Go on. Come all over me. Mess up your concierge, please, sir. shoot it all over me. Oh, yeah. So much of it. Any more? Oh, yeah. One last shot, baby. Oh, yeah. All over my face. My tits. I'm not very smart and professional now, am I, sir? Just look at me. Half out of my smart suit, all covered in your cum. You look dizzy. Come down here and... When you've got your breath back, I can help you clean up with a nice steamy shower for two. And then I can demonstrate that the beds in this hotel are both supremely comfortable and very sturdy. It won't be a quick demonstration, though. It might take all night, actually. But for now, how would you rate your customer satisfaction, sir?